Blog Talk Radio.
Those of you
to get closer to the radio. I want you to get comfortable, get your pillow to put behind your posture, get your warm slippers on and your footies and your robes and your jammies and whatever it is that you cozy in, and to help me to edify the divine word of truth on tonight in our brand new year, on tonight. Hallelujah. I just could not be still tonight. I tried to just allow this day to go on by, and I said, well, maybe I'll join in on tomorrow. But, you know, my heart was just so elated, and I said, well, you know what? I told my son, I said, I've got to deliver word on our brand new year. I said, I just cannot rest. And so he encouraged me to do so. And so here I am. And so like I said, without any further ado, I would ask those of you that will to bow your head with me as we go down and reverence God on tonight. And we know before the beginning of each program, I will bring prayer into the forefront of this program. Because without God, there would be no me. Without you, it would be no need for me to be here. But because God has people like you that love God, you love the divine word of truth, and you love Overseer Ward for bringing you the divine word of truth, here I am. Hallelujah. So I'm going to turn this down because I want you to hear a little less of them and a little more of me at this present time. Hallelujah. All right. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. For filling us together in unity once again around this sector. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the parts of their sins. And I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom. Hallelujah to those that are hurting deep within the pit of their souls. Hallelujah, we be so mindful to give your name all the praise. We won't take anything from you, God. We won't take any of the glory. We'll give you all the glory that's due you, all the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah on here tonight. And we ask these and other prayer petitions we place at your Son Jesus' glorious, righteous, holy name. And we, as a unity, people of God, shall say amen and amen. And once again, I just thank those of you that were able to tune in on tonight. And so, I just hope and pray that you had a beautiful New Year, because it's ongoing until midnight tonight, and then it will be history. But I just hope in all that you had a beautiful day on today, had a beautiful evening on last evening, bringing in the eve. That was the eve of the New Year. And I myself, I went out to church and got my praise on. And, you know, I tell you, I just thank God. You know, I don't want to, you know, just put any shadow over, you know, on last night. But, you know, I just know that we're just going to have to pray for one another. You know, people of God, we're just going to have to pray for one another to have more love and compassion, you know, for one another. And I had went to church last night, and you know, I thought about that scripture where God said, you know, if a person don't want to welcome you, then you dust off your feet and keep on trucking. That was almost my encounter last night. But you know, I went, and before I left home, my purpose and my focus point was to bring in the new year with a praise and a hand wave to God for all of his goodness all year round, and for blessing me and to keep me, you know, in the land of the living, and keeping me the ability to use my extremities, and, you know, just keeping me in his care. But on last evening, I tell you, the atmosphere, you know, as far as welcoming, you know, your brothers and your sisters, we have to have more love for one another. And so, but all in all, I got my praise on just the same. And I just thank God for allowing me this opportunity to be amongst you on tonight. And so, we're going to go right on into our program. And our sermon entitled on tonight is How to Be Happy. I'm going to say that one more time. How to be happy. And we're going to take our key scripture from the law of, let me see, I think that's the law of Matthew 5 and 3. And it reads like this. Blessed are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's found in the law of Matthew 5 and 3. Hallelujah. And we know that in this economic declining on spending, as we're in a deficit, so we're told, we know that we're watching everything from the implementing of ingredients in the food that we eat to the water that we drink and even into our spending. But we know that everyone wants to be happy. Hallelujah. But we know that many fail in their quest to find that elusive prize because they are looking in the wrong places. And we read in the law of Proverbs 16 and 20. And it tells us that whoever, hallelujah, trusts in the Lord, happy is he. And then go on to Psalms 146 and 5. Indicate that happiness comes to those who find their help and hope in God. We know that the foundation for happiness is a proper relationship with the Lord. But to fully experience that happiness, we must build on that foundation in practical ways, as I have found a list of 10 rules for a happier living. And one is to give something away. You know, God wants us to be more giving. And I tell you, I tell you what, I just thank God for giving me that type of a heart of giving, because I have a giving spirit, and I have done that from a child. And God still has implemented that down off in my heart and spirit as of today. And so God wants us, hallelujah, to give something away. And then number two, I found out that you can do a kind deed, do a kindness. You know, whatever it might be, just do a kindness in a deed. All right? Number three, give thanks always. And we are to always and everything give thanks. Regardless of the circumstances or the outcome, we should always look to God for gratitude and thankfulness in all. It, you know, Sometimes you go through trials and tribulations. And sometimes you have to go to court for various reasons and various things. But, you know, a lot of times we're not on the winning end. But in all, we are to thank God in spite of all. We are to give thanks always. And so that's number three. Then we come on down to number four, and that is to work with vim and vigor. And so that means is to work in, you know, happiness. Not that you're mad, you know, and begrudging to do a job, but to do it with joy and happiness and enlightenment. Then number five is to visit the elderly and learn from their experiences. So if you know of any person in your neighborhood or in your community, you know, whether it be in a nursing home or a senior citizen, you know, complex, or just a friend down the way, you can visit the elderly and then listen to some of their testimonial and their experiences. Number six, you can look intensively into the eye of a baby and marvel. And we know that when we look into the eyes of a baby, it brings us joy. It brings us excitement. And number seven is to laugh often. We know that it's life lubricant, just like an oil. So we know that laughter is good, they tell us. Number eight is pray to know God's way. We should pray to know God's way and his will for our lives. Hallelujah. And number nine is plan as though you will live forever. And you will. Because God tells us after this life, we have a next life. And that's the eternal life. Hallelujah. Number 10, this is the last one, is to live, as I said before, as though today is your last day on earth. We know that these are excellent ideas for living a happy life. So undergird each of these rules with praise, and your happiness will be complete. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's found in the law of Psalms 146 and 1 through 2. We know that happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within his favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. And when we trust and obey the Lord, he will bring true happiness. We know that for a fact. And we also know that everyone is looking for happiness. And we know that people are finding many avenues trying to find it. They are looking for it in money. They are looking for it in party. They are looking at it in happiness in self-improvement programs. They are looking for happiness in fancy cars. We know they are looking for happiness, hallelujah, in homes or promoting a cause. But we know that those are some of the wrong things on the list. But we know that the right one is found in the law of Matthew 5. Jesus taught us, hallelujah, that deep and lasting happiness come from being right with God. He said that we are blessed or happy when we are poor in spirit and recognizing our desperate need for God. Mourning, hallelujah, and realizing that the awfulness of our sins and being generally sorry for them. Then we are to be meek, demonstrating self-control. See, that's what a lot of us have trouble with, is being self-controlled. Even when we are mistreated. We got to still have self-control. We cannot go outside of our boundary. We have to say, see, I bind you. You're not taking me there. You're not taking me there. And you just let that ride. Just let that ride on. Because now you are in a new year. New beginnings. And I know you have new wants. You have new things that you want to do for God in this year. And then the next thing of our happiness is the hungry and thirst for righteousness. We have to be thirsty and hungry for God, longing to be holy and pure, merciful, showing mercy to others, just as God showed mercy to you and I. Pure in heart, being single-minded and sincere in our devotion to Christ. Then we are to be peacemakers, sharing the peace Christ offers and promoting peace with one another. Prosecuted, knowing that in this endeavor, in this journey, in this walk with God, we are in for the long haul. And we can look to be prosecuted, but also being willing to suffer for Jesus Christ and for the sake of God. Looking for happiness follows Jesus' way. We know that happiness depends on what you are, not on what you have. Hallelujah. Happiness you can find over in God, over in serving God. You can find happiness. I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight. This is our new year. We can write out our new list of things that we want to do for God. And if your prayer life wasn't as you want it to be, then you can tell God, God, I'm going to pray more often than not in my prayer life, because it's so essential to our daily walk with God. You know, prayer has a whole lot of weight with God, you know, and it can bring about what God can and will stamp his approval on in our lives. When we pray and seek God's face, then we can go to God and say, God, I need you to work this out. God, I need you to do this for me. And God, I need you to do that for me. And God will not hesitate. God will move swiftly on our behalf. But we got to do our part as well. This is not a one-way street, but this is a two-way street between you and God. Y'all have a binding contract that he would be your God and you would be his servant. Hallelujah. Throughout eternity. Hallelujah. And so we know that if you want happiness, you need to know God first and foremost. Know God for yourself. And then acknowledge that you are in your sinful way, that you want to be changed. And ask God into your life. Hallelujah. That we know that Christmas has come and gone. And we know that after just a little less than, 6 minutes from now, this brand new year will be history. So we know that long after the holiday has come and gone, and which it has, the glow has gone. And then it gives, hallelujah, the way of reality. Reality sets in of credit cards. We know that we have used a credit card to the fullest extent. We know that the gloomy winter weather and the short days and the failure to keep New Year's resolution are also a part, hallelujah, of our itinerary on our do's and our don'ts, our can's and our can'ts, and our wills and our wants. And we know that Christians are not immune to the effect of weather and the post-holiday letdown. But we do have a resource that can change our approach to any day. Read in the law of Psalms 118, give an account of a list of difficulties, including personal distress, national insecurity, and spiritual discipline. Yet it goes on to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we know that song is filled with a celebration of God's goodness and his mercy in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of your pain. Hallelujah. Verse 14, come as a shout, as a trumpet, and we can triumph as the Lord is my strength, and he's my song. And he has also become my salvation. Hallelujah. And even when circumstances hang a sign on our calendar that say bad day, we know that the Creator enables us to thank him for the gift of life and to receive each day with joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a day to be alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A friend often said to me, and I respond with hell head high, alive in Christ. Yes, that's the key. So we can welcome each day as a gift from God. Hallelujah. So we know that in spite of whatever you're going through, this is the key to your happiness. This is the key to your 2014 itinerary, is to know God, know happiness, know God, know peace, know God, know contentment, know God, know loveliness, know God, you'll know how to treat your neighbor right, know God, you'll know how to treat your wife right, know God, you'll know how to treat your enemy right, know God, you'll know how to treat your children right. Know God, you'll know how to go through this life and thank God for the good as well as the bad, because God could have took you on. God did not have to leave you and I here. There are many people that's gone on, that went in on last night, that went in early this morning, that went in a few minutes ago, that went in an hour ago, that went in seconds ago, that went in a minute ago. So we have to give God thanks and be joy and exceedingly happy for everything that we have. Because we know that this too shall pass. Trouble don't last always, but we know in the midst of our trials, we should trust Jesus and trust him at his word. And sometimes it seems to me that people are now doubting God. Will God pull me out? Will God pull me through? Will God help me out this situation? Will God bless me with monetary to pay my bills? Well, I'm here to encourage your heart tonight. God did not leave you. God is not going to put you on a bandwagon and carry you to a dumping ground. But God will carry you all the way through to the very end. God said in his word, he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, but I will be with you to the end of the earth. I want y'all to wake up, wake up, wake up, and know that God is real. God is not nothing to play with. God is not nothing to toy around with, but God is a spiritual being. And God tells us, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you have to know that God lives. Who touch you with a hand, hallelujah, of love on this morning and woke you up. It was not your time clock. It was not your iPad. It was not your cell phone. It was not your neighbor next door. It was not your husband, but it was God himself that touched you with his finger of love and said, wake up my daughter. Wake up my son. Hallelujah. That's how you can know that God is real, because you are still here. The devil don't have a death hold on you. He cannot command you to die. He cannot command you to rise. God is the only creator that can do such an act, because God is the one who called everything in existence. God called everything in existence. He said, let there be. And there it was. So I want you to take a spaceship on tonight. I'm encouraging you for 2014. Do not bring Diamond Thomas into 2014. Leave Diamond Thomas over in 2013, because this is a new beginning. You're going to trust God all the way. God is not going to leave you. He's not going to desert you. Your bills shall be paid. Every single one of them. You will have food in your pantry. You will have money in your purse or your wallet. So do not be alarmed. Don't get stressed out. God will be with you from here through eternity. So it ended. I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to infuse your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought it to you, the divine word of truth. And this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have a repetition that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Locked Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence and make them attention. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020.
How I wish
in ending, I hope that I'm free. That you allow God for 2014. Allow God. Allow God. Allow God. Allow God to walk in you. As you walk in God, keep your head up. Keep your head up. Know that Jesus loves you, and so do I. Until we meet again across these airways, I want you to be blessed and dress for success in 2014. Know that God rules all. He owns everything. He owns you and I. He owns our houses, our cars, our clothes, our children. He owns everything. So whatever we have, we know it's just the law of God's grace and mercy. So until we meet again, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye. One. Now, I'll lock the music, be the conclusion of this program. Thank you.
Being mine.